This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health. If you are an Italian-American who celebrates Christmas, chances are you may participate in what is known as the Feast of Seven Fishes. Called La Vigilia di Natale in Italian, the feast takes place on Christmas Eve and dates back to the Roman Catholic tradition of abstinence. In this case, the abstinence referred to meat or butter during Lent, and on the eve of specific holy days. The Ashuman-inspired meal comprised of many different fishes, traditionally fried in oil, stuffed, or served in pasta. The most common southern Italian dish eaten during the Feast of Seven Fishes is baccalà, or salted codfish. The idea of eating a simple fish, simply prepared, is rooted in the Italian philosophy of cucina povera, or cooking of the poor, born from the peasant cuisine, which relied on the barest of ingredients to prepare a meal. Depending on where you live in the U.S., the cost of seafood may still be prohibitive, but even more challenging is finding an array of seafoods that are considered to be sustainable. It's becoming harder and harder to find seafood caught or farmed in a way that considers the long-term vitality of the species and the well-being of the oceans. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch manages a list that tracks which seafoods are good choices and which should be avoided in terms of conservation and sustainability. Piscines to be avoided are Atlantic cod, shark, Atlantic farm salmon, and bluefin tuna. We asked Sheila Bowman, Senior Manager of Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, what dishes she recommends for a delicious and sustainable modern-day Feast of Seven Fishes.
Here in the U.S., one of the more sustainable choices would be a U.S. Pacific cod. So it's something from the West Coast as opposed to the Atlantic species. But then another thing that people were eating were kind of whole little fish. A whole fresh sardine is sort of the new thing, the French fries with eyes kind of approach to fried food. I also found people were doing things that were kind of a stuffed seafood item, so like a stuffed clam or even taking a whole squid and cleaning it out and stuffing it. Also saw people doing like a pasta sauce kind of preparation. So, you know, one of my favorites with that would be a real shellfish kind of heavy sauce, either a clam sauce or kind of a bouillabaisse, mussely scallop kind of thing. People were doing kind of a marinated salad, sort of a different kind of thing. And here in California, we would also include the ceviche sort of idea in there. So again, you know, kind of up to your choice. Is it octopus or squid? Both of those are good alternatives, so you could take a look at those. But just about any white fish can be ceviche'd or marinated, so things like striped bass I've had, which are yummy. Something I did not really see on some of these traditional menus, but I thought would be interesting, would be like a raw type of option. So oysters, if you were doing a kind of Feast of Seven Fishes for the modern era, maybe include a California roll in there. Another thing I was seeing on menus would be a baked whole fish. So I think the new year would be a really good time to really put the fish in its most delicious form, which is baked with maybe a salt crust or some kind of olive oil type of thing. And, you know, get a trout or a barramundi or an Arctic char. And then my last big choice would be, you know, since it is the new year, why not a little caviar? So California caviar or any of the farmed U.S. caviars are really great options that I think even people who are used to the imported expensive beluga caviar we all used to get years and years ago should give U.S. farmed caviar a try. I think you'd be really pleasantly surprised at how delicious that product is.
If you are planning on eating out on Christmas Eve, many restaurants in New York City are hosting their own versions of the Feast of Seven Fishes. Grand Central Oyster Bar, Hearth, Osteria Marini, and Marco Polo are just a few. Regardless of whether or not you'll be spending Christmas Eve like a true Italian, it is always a good time to keep yourself informed about which seafoods are sustainable choices and which should be avoided. An easy way to stay connected is to download the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch app, which gives recommendations categorized by best choices, good alternatives, and avoid. This simple and efficient way to stay up to date with the changing tides of seafood will make eating responsibly and ethically that much more delicious. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.